one question can bring you back to what matters, to what makes you feel alive, to the truth you've been circling but not quite ready to touch. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with your body, your values, and your truth. This week's question is, why do I keep carrying stories that don't belong to me? When I was little, maybe 6 or 7, I asked my dad if he would go for a walk with me. He didn't get very many days off from work, but when he did, he usually filled them quickly, fixing things, running errands, taking care of whatever needed taking care of. Still, he almost always said yes when I wanted his time. And that day, he did. We wandered through our neighborhood, not headed anywhere in particular. I had on these little blue striped shorts that my mom had sewn with deep pockets on the sides. At some point, my dad stopped, picked up a rock, and said, "Let's put some rocks in our pockets." I was a kid, so I didn't need a reason. I just followed along. We kept walking, stooping now and then to pick up another rock and dropping them into our pockets as we talked. At first, I didn't notice much, but soon I could feel the weight building up. After a while, my dad said, "How do those rocks feel?" "Heavy," I said. "What else?" he asked. "It's kind of hard to keep my pants up." He laughed. "Yeah, let's take a few out." So we did. We'd walk a bit and then toss a few rocks to the side of the path, and then walk some more and toss a few more rocks. And by the time we got close to home, my pockets were nearly empty. "Do you feel lighter?" he asked. "Yeah," I said. "Well, that's the thing about going for a walk and talking," he said. "It's like you've been carrying rocks in your pockets all week, and then you tell me some things, and I tell you some things, and we drop rocks along the way, and we come home feeling lighter." I didn't know it at the time, but that day, he gave me a metaphor for life, because sometimes the rocks we're carrying aren't even ours. Psychologists call them internalized narratives, the beliefs and stories about who we are, how the world sees us, and what's possible for us. Many of them form early in life during what neuroscientists call the imprint period, before the age of 7. It's a time when our brains are open and absorbent. We take in what's said about us, what's implied, what's modeled, and we turn it into identity. If a parent was fearful, we may carry that fear as our own. If a teacher told us we weren't creative, we may stop drawing or writing. If someone labeled us as the responsible one, we may keep performing that role even when it's exhausting. And over time, we forget to ask if those labels were ever true, or if they belong to us at all. Research from the University of Oregon found that people will cling to self-beliefs even after new evidence disproves them. Changing a long-held belief isn't just a mental update. It can feel like rewriting the code of who we are. And that's uncomfortable. So we keep carrying the rocks. But the weight builds. It slows us down. And the worst part is some of those stories were never ours to begin with. Maybe they belong to a parent who was projecting their own struggles. Maybe to a boss that didn't see our potential. Maybe to a whole culture that told us that someone like us should or shouldn't do this or that. And yet, here we are, pockets full of rocks. What my dad taught me that day is that we don't have to carry it all. We can choose to stop, take a rock out, and set it down. Sometimes that means telling someone. Sometimes it's telling ourselves the truth. Sometimes it's doing something physical, taking a walk, writing it down and burning the paper, handing it back in some symbolic way. We can't always drop all the rocks in one go, but we can notice the weight. We can question where it came from. We can decide what belongs to us and what doesn't. So maybe this week's question isn't just, why do I keep carrying stories that don't belong to me? Maybe it's also, which one can I put down today? Because the walk home is always lighter with empty pockets. thank you for listening to One Question. If this week's reflection spoke to you, try noticing the rocks in your own pockets, the stories, beliefs, and labels you've been carrying, and ask yourself which ones aren't yours to hold anymore. I'll be back next Sunday with another question worth sitting with. Until then, take good care of yourself and always ask better questions.